something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My whole life, I've been told this one story about my family, about how my great-great-grandmother was killed by the mafia back in Sicily. I was never sure if it was true, so I decided to find out. And even though my Uncle Jimmy told me I'd only be making the vendetta worse, I'm going to Sicily anyway. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, peeps, and welcome to Woke AF Daily with me, your girl, Danielle Moody, recording from the home bunker. Folks, this has been a fucking terrible, terrible week. I am so grateful for the fact that it is over. I'm going to be transparent and honest that as soon as I'm finished with this recording, I'm going to pour myself a glass of wine. It may or may not be 5 o'clock. It is not, but I am over it. And there are some weeks that just kick your ass, and this is one of them. I don't even know where to begin. I don't know where to begin on this fucking Friday, but I am going to move around topics that I've covered throughout the week, things that you may know, that you don't know, I don't know. I'm going to start with the assault on reproductive freedom. So, first up, we have talked about on this show the fact that Alabama, in a court case, has basically put a halt and a stop on IVF, in vitro fertilization in the state of Alabama. Now, for those of you who do not know, IVF is used in a variety of cases of infertility and for people who are trying to and want to be parents. Now, you would think that for a party that is all about the fucking children, that somehow IVF would be a godsend, right? Like, the more people that can have babies, the better. But no, they can only have babies if it's on their watch and their time and the way that they want them to, right? So in Alabama, they have fucking passed a court case where the fucking Chief Justice of the Alabama Supreme Court quoted the fucking Bible in his opinion. So they're not even pretending anymore, folks, that this is a theocracy. They're not even like, it's not veiled anymore what it is that they are doing, right? They are referring to embryos as embryonic people. What? I'm sorry. So apparently everyone has more rights. Everything has more rights than an actual living, breathing woman and person with a uterus in these United States. Embryonic fucking person? The whole plan and ploy has been not to stop at the overturning of Roe v. Wade, but to go after everything. So up next, now that Alabama has halted all IVF procedures, and now who knows what will happen to those people who maybe have embryos that are currently frozen and were waiting on implantation. And my heart breaks for those people who thought that this was going to be their moment. right, to potentially become parents. And now the state of Alabama has told them no. But if you are raped in Alabama or if you have been a victim of incest, oh no, that baby's going to be yours. So you are forced, right, to have babies. But if you actually want them and need the help of a doctor in order to have that process happen, oh, that you can't have. Make it make fucking sense. You can't, because it absolutely does not. So it's as if then the state of Oklahoma looked around and said, hold my beer. So now the state of Oklahoma has legislation moving through the House that would outlaw Plan B, which is the abortion pill, as well as, folks, IUDs, which is birth control. They are going to go after any medication, they are saying, that interferes with the fertilization of an egg, which is the point of birth control, or that disrupts, right, and can form some type of medical abortion. So for all these people, right, and here's the thing that I want to drive home, is that if Donald Trump or any fucking Republican becomes president of the United States, understand that this is not just going to be a quote unquote red state issue. This will be nationalized. There will be a national abortion ban, and there will be a national ban on birth control, on in vitro, on anything, right, that the state doesn't allow you to have as a woman and a person with a uterus. Let that sink the fuck in. For those people that are saying like, oh, well, there's no difference between the parties and I can't stomach voting for Biden. Fucking take some Pepto-Bismol and get over yourself. That's what the fuck I'm going to say right now. Also, for folks that are saying, well, you know, what he's doing in Israel, like, I know what the fuck he's doing. And I am telling you that you can't fight for democracy elsewhere if you lose it here. So do whatever the fuck it is that you have to do in order to get into that voting booth come November and vote for Joe Biden. Because without that, The Handmaid's Tale will look like a fucking Disney series compared to what the Republican Party has in place. And for those people that are saying, oh, that will never happen, wake the fuck up. So play this episode for your friends, for your family members that are saying to themselves, oh, it's all hyperbolic. Oh, this isn't going to happen. They are moving these cases in these states in the hopes that it will get to the Supreme Court. Right? That has been the plan, is to get viable cases that will invalidate bodily autonomy and reproductive freedom for everyone. This is not just a state's rights issue. Oh, and if it wasn't bad enough, the state of Oklahoma would also like to create an abortion registry with all of the names of the women that have received an abortion, as well as the doctors that provided those abortions, the number of abortions that they had. So then that would be released to the courts and to law enforcement.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in exactly. to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, right. which is different than empathy, yeah. right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already yeah. see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together, we'll cry together, and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. The Daily Show podcast has everything you need to stay on top of today's news and pop culture. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show, Ears Edition, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Folks, this is not a game. This is not a game. I don't know how to convey anymore to people what is at stake in November. So let me tell you one of the panic attacks that I had this week, and then I'll get on to more news. That if Donald Trump or any Republican becomes president of the United States, I and anyone else that is a part of the media, whether mainstream or independent, who offers critiques and analysis on politics will in fact be out of a job. Donald Trump has already said that first on his hit list would be MSNBC and other outlets. Let me just be clear that in places like Russia and China, all they have is state TV and state-run media. So unless you are going to toe the strong man, the authoritarian, and the dictator's lies, then you are going to be seen as an enemy of the state. So where do you think this show is going to happen? Oh, it fucking won't. Or anything that you listen to. You know, they've always gone after NPR, right? They will go after everyone, label them. All they have to do, if you're controlling the Department of Justice, is label them as a terrorist, as an enemy of the state, as a threat. It doesn't matter if it actually aligns with real law, because laws won't matter anymore. What Donald Trump and the Republican Party says will go. So if you are a threat, if they label you a terrorist, that's what you are. So you'll be lucky if all you do is lose your job and don't end up in Guantanamo. The threat is so very real, and it pains me because I feel like America is like that kid that you keep telling, don't touch the stove, don't touch the stove is hot, don't touch the stove. But they got to lay their whole hand on it. singe it off, need to be brought to the emergency room. And you're like, why did you touch the fucking stove? I told you not to touch the stove. The stove was hot. Oh, I wanted to see for myself. That's America. Donald Trump is not the stove. He is a nuclear fucking bomb. And we're saying, don't hit the red button. Don't hit the red button. Whatever you do, don't hit the red button. And somebody's saying to themselves, you know, maybe the red button is fake. Maybe I'll just hit it, just push it a little bit to see what happens. That's what I think America is thinking right now. But you see, once you push the red button and it detonates, there's no recall. There's no calling back the bomb. And everything and everyone will be obliterated. This isn't a game, folks. And yet people are continuing to cover it as if it is. I feel crazy this week. I feel absolutely fucking insane. One news story after the other, and I'm like, oh my God, they're never going to stop. They are never going to stop until they get and take everything. The only thing that is going to stop this party is us, is the election. And then, God willing, inshallah, that following the election, that these court cases then have enough time to throw Donald Trump and all of his co-conspirators in jail. And the fact that I am sitting here and I can't tell you definitively that this country won't elect Donald Trump, I just, oh, Joe Biden's too old. Joe Biden is murdering children. He's still not Donald Trump. And if those are the choices that I have, then that's the choice I'm gonna make. Because I don't wanna have to flee this country, but that is exactly what the fuck I will do. And I am not kidding. It is not like 2016 where people were like, well, I'm going to go to Canada. No, we actually had 2016 and 17 and 18 and 19 and 20. This shit has been going on for 9 years. And it's gotten worse and worse every passing year. He is telling us out loud what he plans to do. I'm going to be a dictator on day one. Oh, but just for one day. No, we won't. It's like a shark in the water. Once you taste blood.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in exactly to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, right, which is different than empathy, yeah, right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together, we'll cry together, and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. The Daily Show podcast has everything you need to stay on top of today's news and pop culture. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show, Ears Edition, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Then there is the story of the non-binary 16-year-old teen from Oklahoma that was killed. And now, here's the thing. Medical reports, the autopsy that has been done, is saying that Nex did not, the trauma of the beating that they received from three older female students in the bathroom of Owosso High School did not lead to their death. This is what is being said right now by the medical examiner. Let me tell you how much I trust medical examiners that are aligned with police departments that are in states that could give a fuck about trans and non-binary people. The state of Oklahoma has passed 50 pieces of legislation to make it damn near impossible to live a whole and complete life as a trans person or a non-binary person in the state of Oklahoma. So do you think that I'm just going to trust the words of the medical examiner that is aligned with the police so that those three female students, what, don't face murder charges? So that the school doesn't face charges? Because what they're going to try and say is that, well, Nex would have died at some point that day anyway. Really? Is that what we're doing? That story to me is what happens when you allow poison like anti-trans rhetoric and then legislation to become law. When you elect and re-elect those monsters and put them in positions of power to create a climate of hate that leads to the violence that resulted in the death of a 16-year-old non-binary child. The rhetoric is leading to violence. These dots need to continue to be connected because these politicians need to be held accountable. Much in the same way that after a recent mass shooting, we just saw the mother of the shooter go on trial and be found guilty. I believe it was 4 or so counts of manslaughter. She didn't pull the trigger. But you know what the fuck she didn't do? Stop her fucking son that she knew had violent tendencies. So the politicians, oh, they didn't go direct those girls in the bathroom to go beat the shit out of Nex Benedict But their words were certainly the fucking green light. And these folks need to be held accountable because their hate is being legislated and is being acted upon. And that's what they want. Folks, I'm telling you, I do this at the end of a lot of weeks in this country. Some weeks are just fucking horrible. Because they provide a real clear preview to what life will be like in America under Republican theocracy, white supremacist, patriarchal rule. And there will be no recourse. There will be no courts to appeal to. There will be no constitution to uphold because they will have the power to turn the Constitution into toilet paper. We are in so much fucking trouble. So much trouble. So I don't care when people tell me that they, you know, don't have the stomach to vote for Joe Biden. Well, I hope that you have the stomach then for authoritarianism. I hope that you have the wherewithal to live inside of a dictatorship. Because that's where we will be. And it won't be because of the people that voted for Donald Trump. It will be because of the people that sat the fuck home and handed this country over to a bunch of theocrats. Wake up. Tick tock, tick tock. Time is running out. That is it for me today, dear friends, because I need a break. I need a break. So I'm going to take one. So my apologies for this fucking Friday being short, but I just, you know, when I talk about self-preservation, self-care, taking care of oneself, I am spent. And so for me, that looks like giving what I can and then reserving the rest for me to rest and work out and to find some joy and community this weekend. I wish the same for all of you. And then I will see you back here on Monday. I wish you well, joy, ease, peace. As always, dear friends, power to the people and to all the people power. Get woke and stay woke as fuck.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.